Yes, please.
Assalamualaikum.
Yes, please.
Huzoor, my name is Wasim Khan. I'm from Rabwa.
Yes.
My question is about astrology, numerology, and palmistry. That how much truth lies in those knowledges, and as a Muslim, how much we are allowed to take advantage of them?
You see, I believe, according to the Holy Quran, their influences on this earth, on the life on earth, by all the stars and a large part of the universe, that is why I said aflak means that part of the universe which plays some role in the development of life here on earth. But it does not mean that they individually make or unmake the fate of people who are born under their so-called influences. Because on such days, hundreds of thousands of boys and girls are born who have completely diverse habits, attitudes, etc., different birthdays, not the birthday is the same, different days of death and so on. So it is all hocus-pocus to extend these things so far and so much. I can tell you from my own experience, once from America, an Ahmadi wrote to me that there is an astrologer of great fame. I think it was a lady, but I don't remember. The one to whom the presidents also went for finding out their horoscopes and things. So he told me that he has some friends who are known to that astrologer, and he would like him or her, I don't remember, to read my future. So I said, I don't believe in that, but I will be interested in proving that to you, that she or he is wrong. So let your astrologer do that, but also do the same thing to two of the persons whose facts of life I am going to send along with mine. So I sent three facts which were required to be known. And the interesting thing was that both of the two were dead. One my late brother Mirza Khalil Ahmad, and one my late brother-in-law Sayyid Dawood Ahmad Sahab. And there came the recorded message that Mirza Khalil Ahmad should walk very carefully in 1978. Because he should take every step to safeguard him, he stands in grave danger. And on that and that year, he will come into great fortune. And on that and that year, he will run some economic losses, financial losses, and so on. So, late Sayyid Dawood Ahmad was given grave warnings. So I excused myself. I said, warnings all right, but I can't convey it to them. That is the problem. That is how astrology goes. Thank you.